the Blessed Virgin Mary, after Jesus Christ, undisputably, is the holiest creature, holier than any saint or than any angel. What if you were to find a spiritual exercise that she did every day and multiple times a day, and more than that, the person that she revealed it to, she implored her to imitate her in this exercise? Would you do it? If you were to find this gem, would you do it every day? We're going to talk about this in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, she revealed this to Venerable Mary of Agreda in the spiritual classic, The Mystical City of God. I'm going to put right here what book and chapter where you can find this, and I'm going to read it to you. And then you will find in the description a prayer. I turned it into a prayer using as much her own words. I changed very little. I'll have two different versions that you can use, one that's more formal, one that's less so. And you can go to the section yourself and write the prayer however you want to. But it's absolutely amazing. It's essentially a prayer of consecrating the day to God. Now, we have many of these are of our own, some of these that have been revealed to different mystics, revealed to different saints, but all of these are revealed to people of lower holiness. This is something that she actually did. Now, I'll read the introduction and then kind of what follows, and I'll leave it up to your own discernment if you want to do this, but to me, it's a spiritual genius thing for us to do. Listen to this. My admonition to thee, whom in spite of thy weakness and poverty, I have chosen with such generous kindness as my disciple and companion, is this, that thou strive with all thy powers to imitate me in an exercise in which I persevered during my whole life, from the very first moment of my birth, omitting it on not a single day, however full of cares and labors it might have been. Are you ready to hear this? This is important. This exercise was the following. Every day at the beginning of dawn, I prostrated myself in the presence of the Most High and gave him thanks and praise for his immutable being, his infinite perfections, and for having created me out of nothing, acknowledging myself as his creature and the work of his hands. I blessed him and adored him, giving him honor, magnificence, and divinity as the supreme Lord and creator of myself and of all that exists. I raised up my spirit to place it into his hands, offering myself with profound humility and resignation to him and asking him to dispose of me according to his will during that day and during all the days of my life, and to teach me to fulfill whatever would be to his greater pleasure. This I repeated many times during the external works of the day, and in the internal ones, I first consulted his majesty, asking his advice, permission, and benediction for all my actions. Now, a few notes to kind of highlight. I took that and made it into a prayer, literally using those words. Notice she prostrates herself. She lays flat on the floor in total submission and humility. That seems important. The physical submitting of ourselves to God. Also, at dawn, she mentions it. So clearly she woke up early, and at the very beginning of the day, she gave it all to God using those words. Now, again, you could use your own words. You could use words revealed by an angel or by a saint. But why wouldn't you want to use words that Our Lady used right there in the spiritual classic? Venerable Mary of Agreda was an incredible mystic as well. My friends, I hope this helps you. When you pray this, not only is the prayer in and of itself beautiful, if you were to find this prayer, you would think, this is a beautiful prayer. Who wrote this? But on top of this, you can know that Our Lady prayed this, so you're imitating her literally imitating her. And we could hope that she is praying it with us, that she will be pleased that we are not relying on our own wisdom, rather on hers, the perfect creature, and praying as she did. It's like the reason we pray the Our Father, it's so important because Jesus gave it to us. Well, this is what she prayed. Amazing. Now, a few other notes. I have it directed. You could direct it either to God the Father, to Jesus, to the Holy Spirit, or to O Lord Most High, as I have it phrased, because I try to phrase it as she did. You could direct it to whom you will. I have a version where it uses thee and thy, and one where it uses you. So more formal, less formal. I'll leave it up to you. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe, support the channel through Buy Me a Coffee, and I'll see you in the next one.